How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. So I think it's pretty safe to say that with the current state of social media, if you are able to create great video content as a creator on pretty much any of the social media platforms that are big at the moment, you can build an incredibly strong brand. We've seen creators who had never created video content before implement a video content strategy into their overall content strategy and completely transform their brand. Video content adds a new dynamic to your strategy. Video content allows you to build trust with your audience that you weren't previously able to do with that feed content, which was normally just photos or carousel posts. It also allows you to talk to your audience directly. It allows your audience to understand who you are, your personality, what you do, why they should trust you, your authenticity, the way you teach, you name it. Video content is phenomenal. But if you haven't created video content before, it can be incredibly daunting sitting down, putting that camera in front of you and hitting record. I remember when I first created my very first video and I was terrified. I didn't know how it was going to turn out. I was nervous, and frankly, it was rubbish. It was a rubbish video, but it got me started. And that is all that mattered, because from that point I can improve. So today I wanted to create an episode that will help those of you who are currently on the fence about recording video content, or maybe you have created a couple of pieces but you don't yet feel confident. Essentially, it's an episode on how to get over camera shyness, because that is what is holding so many people back from creating phenomenal video content. So without any further ado, let's dive straight into tip number one. And this is one that never really crossed my mind to begin with, did it subconsciously, but probably didn't play into it enough. And that is the fact that you do not have to post your video that was done in one take, or you don't have to post that first take. Essentially, what I'm trying to say is that making mistakes is completely fine when it comes to video content. But what I used to do was I used to make a mistake and start again and then try and get it all done in one take so I didn't have to edit. What I forgot was that if I were to make a mistake, I could just pick up from where I left off. I make a mistake, I carry on, and I don't stop until I get to the end. But that's when the magic of post-production editing comes in, because then you can just edit out all the mistakes. And then frankly, no one's going to realize you made a mistake anyway, because there were no mistakes in the video when you posted it, because you edited it out before so that the final product was how you wanted it to be. You're not going to post something that's got mistakes in. We know that, and neither is anyone else. And that's why when you watch videos on social media, you're probably thinking, oh, that video was perfect. How on earth does that person go through that length of time without even making a mistake? But trust me, that person definitely made a mistake. I've been making mistakes throughout this podcast, but you probably don't know that because I've edited them out. And that's the same with every podcast episode. I could count on two hands the amount of podcast episodes I've recorded where I've gone all the way through without making a single mistake. And I've recorded over 400 podcast episodes. So it's pretty safe to say I make my fair share of mistakes as well. But remembering this makes it so much easier, because then you don't worry about making mistakes when you're recording. You think, oh, that's all right. Let's just start again from where I made that mistake and we're good to go. We're edited out at the end. And it just makes you relax. You're not as uptight. You're not thinking this needs to be perfect from the start. But come to the end of it and you're left with a perfect video because you've edited all the mistakes out. Right, now moving on to tip number two. And this is simply to just start small. I see so many creators try to bite off more than they can chew with their first attempt at recording a video. They sit down and think, right, this is it. First video, I'm going to record a 10-minute YouTube video or a 10-minute tutorial or an hour-long course. I mean, that's fine if you have the confidence to do so and you haven't got camera shyness and you feel as if you have got some experience or some credibility as to why you should record a video. But if you've never, ever recorded a video before and you sit down to record a 10-minute video, it's probably not going to turn out as good as you thought it might. Now, I'm not saying don't try it. I'm just saying have realistic expectations, because I remember when I first tried to sit down and record my first 10 minute video, it was crap. It was rubbish. And I had to record it again over and over and over until I got to a point where I actually enjoyed it. I wish I had just started small. And what I mean by that is just sit down and record that 20 second TikTok or that 10 second reel, or just point around and just get comfortable on camera. It doesn't have to be this huge, elaborate, really complicated video combined with an incredible edit. It can just be a simple three tips to do this, how to do this, and just be a 30 second tip. And then as you begin to feel more comfortable, as you begin to establish your expertise around the video creation space, start to get better, start challenging yourself, start trying to create a little bit of a longer video, start trying to get more complicated edits in there. But you will see that by starting small and keeping things simple, you just get the ball rolling. People don't start at all because they think it's going to be really complicated to record and edit videos, when in reality, you can just keep it incredibly simple and start. It's much better to just start with something simple and post that, no matter how simple it may be, than get overwhelmed and not post anything at all. So please, start small, especially if you are camera shy or have never created video content before or are scared to post video content. Start small, try something easy, and then as you start to feel more comfortable, then start to branch out. Now, finally, point number three, and this one is arguably the most important. It's not the most technical, but it is the most important, and that is to practice. You will record that first video, you'll watch it back, you'll edit it, and you'll probably hate it. Or you might like it at the time, but after you've practiced and you've got better, you'll look back at it and think, that was rubbish. I thought my first video was great when I first recorded it, but that might have just been me being biased or me being proud of myself for recording a video. I now look back at that and think, oh my God, that was awful. But I would never have been creating the video content I create now if I hadn't had created that first one. So I thank myself for recording that, even though it was awful, because it's allowed me to get to the point where I am now, and it's opened up so many new doors for me. But something I do try to do, and I encourage you all to do as well, is that don't get comfortable with your video creation process. Try to do something new. Challenge yourself to edit the video in a new way, or learn a new transition, or learn a new editing style, or try and improve your lighting, improve your background. Basically, push yourself with every video you create, because you don't want to become stagnant and just create average videos. You want to get better and better at creating this video content, because ultimately, it is one of the best forms, if not the best form of content you can produce. So the better you can get at it, the more return you will see. But if you don't push yourself, you'll never get better. Don't get comfortable. With every video you create, try something new. Push yourself to learn a new skill, whether it be in the editing side of things or the recording process. But ultimately, you're going to have to practice. Nobody got great at anything by just doing it once and then being the best. You have to keep doing it over and over and over again. And I don't have to tell any of you this twice, because I've told it you 1,000 times before, so I'm not going to tell you it again, but just keep practicing. Trust me, you'll hate the first one. It may feel really uncomfortable, but the more you do, you'll get better and better and better. So I'm going to set you all a challenge. As soon as you finish listening to this episode, sit down, set that camera up, and press record. Whether it's your first piece of video content, whether it's your 100th piece, of video content, sit down and record your next video. Now, before you head off from this podcast, I just wanted to say that I am looking for the most motivated members of the Social Media Marketing School community. And as a thank you for listening to the podcast, I want to offer you the opportunity to book a free 1-hour strategy session with one of the Social Media Business Academy team members so that we can actually uncover some true pain points and work out what is actually holding you back from building this business that you truly, truly know that you are capable of building, and see if we can help you fix those things. So if you're a coach, consultant, or a service provider who is looking to uncover their true value, build a high ticket offer. That means selling something to your audience for more than $2,000 and attract ready to pay clients by leveraging Instagram and other organic social media marketing methods. Book that call now. I must say, these slots will fill up quickly. So if you want that opportunity, if you want to learn how to do those things, how to craft that high ticket offer in less than a day, how to land your first clients organically without even spending a penny and create high quality content that attracts, nurtures, and actually converts your viewers into clients, this call is something you need to book. So head to the top link in the description, book that call in with one of the SMBA team members, and let's see what we can do to help.